interaction with them would still be limited because of his daily schedule, and his interaction with those outside his family would be more limited still. But something happens to Bill. Maybe it's happened to you, too. Maybe it's the reason you picked up this book. One Saturday night, Bill finds himself unable to get to sleep. Nothing works. Not tea, not mindless television, not reading, not white noise. They all just remind him of his routine, which reminds him of his routine life, the emptiness of which is what is finally and acutely bothering him. It's not job stress or relationship fears bothering him at the moment. It's something more vague, more general, and yet somehow keener. A nagging sense of dissatisfaction is keeping Bill awake. He feels as though there must be something more to life, but he's not sure what that could be. He thinks about volunteering at a local homeless shelter, but he isn't sure he has the time. He considers giving more money to charity, but he's not sure he can afford it. And he's not sure he should try to afford it until he pays off all his credit card debt. Every solution Bill thinks of doesn't quite fit the problem that he can't quite define. It dawns on Bill that his problem may not exactly be something that can be solved by working harder or adding more to his schedule. When Sunday morning comes, he decides to go to church early and attend a Sunday school class. He sets uneasily through a lesson on Jonah, and when the time comes to share prayer requests, he can hardly contain himself. "I know you don't know me very well," he says to the people who don't know him at all. "And I know that I'm a Christian, but I keep feeling like something's missing in my life. I feel like there should be more. I feel lonely. But that's not really the problem. I feel bored. But that's not really the problem. I feel..." Bill trails off, trying to think of the right word. Finally, he simply says, "I feel confused." This is the most Bill has said to anyone in quite a while. And the response from the class isn't very pronounced. A few people nod. A few more shift uneasily in their seats. Bill has broken customary church class protocol, which is mainly oriented around everybody pretending to be fine. The Sunday school teacher politely says, "Thanks for sharing. Would anyone mind praying for Bill?" A single woman named Carrie agrees to pray for Bill. And in just a few short lines, she asks that God would give Bill peace, comfort, wisdom, and a sense of God's own divine presence. Not much happens. Bill wasn't quite sure what to ask for, and nobody was quite sure what to pray for. The class quickly moves on to the next prayer request, and afterward, Bill walks to the auditorium for the worship service. But now, something different happens. He sings the songs a little louder. He listens a little more intently to the sermon. When it's over, his drive home feels less lonely. Nobody gave him any religious homework. Nobody even gave him an answer. But for some reason, he feels suddenly more joyful. Bill has experienced something new, something fresh from the Spirit of God. It makes him feel a certain way, sure, but it's not simply about feelings. What he feels is really more of an assurance, a reassurance, that he is rooted to something deeper than his feelings, something bigger than the earthly agendas and ambitions of his everyday life. He was not able to put it this way at the time, but what he experienced was actually what the Apostle Paul talked about in Romans chapter 8, verse 16. The Holy Spirit of God testifying to his own spirit that he belonged to the Father. And this is just the tip of the spiritual iceberg. Every Christian is vitally connected to the person and work of the Spirit of the living God. And we experience this connection in a variety of ways, ways that are reflective of the Spirit's divine nature and power. I am firmly convinced that too many Christians spend most of their lives trying to carry out their everyday routines in their own strength. The Bible has lots of warnings about this precisely because it's such a common tendency. It just comes naturally to us.